Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher. I'm Bob Davis, and we're glad that you've joined us for the Basic Gospel program today, bringing the good news of the love, grace, and life of the Lord Jesus Christ to your radio. We invite you to call with any Bible question or personal issue or maybe a family issue you might want to discuss. The number 844-322-2742. That's good in the U.S. and Canada. 844-322-2742. We invite you to call now because it is Basic Gospel, everybody. And here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. I know we have a lot of email questions we're going to get to on today's broadcast, some really good questions that have come in, so we can't wait to answer those, point people into the Word of God, and see how the gospel of Jesus Christ really answers these things in such a wonderful way that give us confidence and assurance and all the things that we're looking for as human beings as far as our relationship with Christ is concerned. But before we do it, I wanted to walk us through a passage out of Philippians chapter 4. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those key passages that really gets us to the point where we can experience genuine joy and contentment and peace in our day-to-day lives. And most of us are familiar with this, or at least we've heard it once or twice in our Christian lives. And Paul says this, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice." Now, this is a common theme in the book of Philippians. Yeah. It is a book about the joy that you and I can experience by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. And then he says this, "Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and thanksgiving and supplication, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Now, all of us as human beings are going to experience anxiety. This is common to the human experience. There is no one that I have ever met, no one that you will ever meet, that is going to escape anxiety. And here's the reason. Our minds, God created our minds in such a way that we can look out into the future, and anxiety is an emotion attached to the future. Right. So when we look out into the future, we normally look out into the future with a very bleak forecast. And we have these scenes that we create in our minds, and none of them are very good. No. And so our minds respond to that. Our emotions respond to that scene we're creating in our mind. And that produces anxiety. That makes us anxious. That makes us have this thought that we're not in control of what's going to happen to us tomorrow. And that's where anxiety comes from. And that's where those panic attacks come from, when we really think that we are totally out of control, that we have no way of producing an outcome that's going to be favorable to us. So we get anxious. Now, like I said, that's common to all of us. So if you're sitting there and feeling anxious and you think that you're the only one, well, get that thought out of your mind, because the person next to you, the person in front of you, the person behind you, everybody that you encounter is going to have had an experience of anxiety at some point in their lives, and they may be going through it right now as well. So he says, don't be anxious about anything. And we say, Lord, thank you for letting me know that I shouldn't be anxious. But how do I get rid of these anxious thoughts? How do I let go of it? Well, he gives a solution. He says, in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. So you're not alone in this world. You have the God of this universe living in you. If you're a child of God, if you are a believer in Jesus, you have God with you at this very moment. Now, you may think that the problem that you have, that scenario you've created in your mind, is really, really big, but it's not nearly as big as God is. And God is bigger than that problem. God is bigger than that scene that you are creating in your minds. And God will never lose control. He is never out of control. Right. He's already got an outcome in mind for you. It is being conformed to the very image of his son. It's a destiny. It's a place in his dwelling place. It is a membership in his body. That's the destiny that God has for you. And there's nothing that's going to keep him from delivering you to that end. So when he promised that Jesus is coming back, and when he comes back, he is going to get you, guess what's going to happen? That promise. Yeah. It is going to be fulfilled. Why? Because God is faithful. So we have God living in us. So, and God is bigger than any problem that we are currently going through, or any problem that we're creating in these minds of ours. So let's talk to him about it. Let's pray. Let's submit ourselves to him. And what's going to happen when we do is the peace that we have with God is going to become the guard over our hearts and minds. It's going to keep us in this very present moment, recognizing that with God, we have enough.
Yeah.
That with God, we have someone who is in control. And with God, we have someone who has already determined our path.
Right.
So our path has been predestined. We are going to be conformed to the very image of Jesus Christ. God will deliver us to that end. So when we're going through a problem, when you're perceiving a problem as around the corner, when you're producing all these scenes, these negative scenes in your mind, recognize that God is in control.
Yes.
That means you don't have to be. So make those requests to God with an attitude of thanksgiving. That's the key. Faith always says thank you.
Thank you.
Faith always says thank you. That is kind of a byproduct. If you are truly trusting Jesus in your current situation, you're going to have a heart that overflows with gratitude for who he is, what he's promised, the fact that he is going to deliver on every one of those promises. What's the result of that? The peace of God is going to guard that mind of yours, and it's going to guard that heart of yours. It's going to be like those soldiers on the wall guarding everyone that is inside. That's what the peace of God will do. So if you're going through some tough times, some anxious times right now, lift those up to the Lord. He loves you. He cares for you. He's going to get you through, and his peace will guard your heart and your mind.
Great admonition, Bob. Thank you for those thoughts as we get this edition of Basic Gospel underway. Friends, we have an open line for you at 844-322-2742. Again, that number, 844-322-2742, good in the U.S. and Canada. Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, and thank you for being with us. And friends, when you give to support Basic Gospel, you're making an eternal investment in the lives of people, most of whom you will never know this side of heaven. Someone is probably listening right now, hearing the message of God's love and grace, and the message is finding a place, making your investment pay the dividend of a life changed forever. That kind of gift truly is a gift of love and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And thanks to all of you who support Basic Gospel so faithfully every month. Your continued gifts, of course, are needed because there are others who need to hear, just as you have, as we move forward. If you're new to Basic Gospel and the message is resonating with you, please join us with your gift of support for Basic Gospel as well. You can do that when you visit basicgospel.net, a big prominent link right there on the homepage. And when you make your gift this month, be sure to request your copy of Bob Christopher's four-message series called Stand and Learn the Secret to Contentment and Joy in Your Christian Life. It's our way of saying thank you for supporting Basic Gospel. Be sure to request your copy when you click Donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Well, once again, Bob, I want to give that phone number, 844-322-2742. Plenty of open lines, plenty of time. We want to address your particular issue on this edition of Basic Gospel. Well, Bob, we had this email that came in from Faye. She says, when a person living with another of the same sex receives the Holy Spirit into his life, should he abstain from that kind of lifestyle? I know at least three people in this kind of situation, and I don't know what to tell them.
Well, that's a great question, Faye, and I think it's a very timely question. We see all throughout the Word of God warnings against sexual immorality. It's a sin against the body. And certainly I think we're seeing kind of the results of that. We're seeing what the Bible actually means as we look out there in the world today. So here's what God is concerned with. Here's God's priority as far as we humans are concerned. He breathed life into Adam and Eve. When sin entered the picture, that life departed Adam and Eve. They died spiritually. So the world talks about behavior modification. We need to become better people. Well, God recognizes the real issue, the real problem, the fact that we are dead in trespasses and sins. So this gospel message is a message of life, this new covenant that Jesus ushered in at the cross 2,000 years ago is a covenant of life. That old covenant, those Ten Commandments, that was a ministry of death. That was a ministry of condemnation. But this new covenant, this gospel of Jesus Christ, this grace of God, is the ministry of life. So what God wants for each and every one of us is to take us from death to life by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. Anyone who believes in him is given eternal life. And what that means, we actually receive the life of Jesus Christ. So that's God's priority. Well, once a person has received that life, then in that life, we're going to start seeing things from a whole different perspective, from right. God's perspective, from a perspective of grace and truth. And one of the reasons we get stuck in some of the worldly lifestyles that we see out there, from a homosexual lifestyle or something like that, is because we think those particular lifestyles are where life is really found. But when we discover that life is really found in Jesus Christ, then we don't need that lifestyle. And so God is going to be working with somebody, working through the renewing of their minds and giving them God's perspective on that particular situation. And if we will just trust the Spirit, I think they're going to learn what the truth is, that real life is found in Jesus, and they will be like Paul, I'm counting everything that I had in the past as loss for the sake of knowing Jesus Christ. So we've seen that time and time again, where people who were enslaved to a certain lifestyle were able to walk away from it because they became enslaved to their new life in Jesus Christ. Their hearts were in tune, and they realized that true life is found in Jesus, and they no longer fit as a new creation in what they once experienced.
Bay, hope you're listening. Hope that's a help to you. A very interesting question, and we hope that this fits into your opportunity to share with these particular friends that you have. So thanks for reaching out. 844-322-2742, and we would love to hear from you. We still have plenty of time on the clock. Open lines for you, 844-322-2742. Bob from Columbia, Missouri. Robert has a very interesting question. Says, my question today is about Christians and combat. Does God bless Christians who enter the military for the sake of defending their nation? Is there a New Covenant church doctrine concerning this, or a verse in the Bible that encourages God's sons and daughters to fight in combat to protect their freedoms? I know I may have asked a difficult question on a tough topic, but I've never been clear about this subject. That's from Robert in Columbia, Missouri.
Well, Robert, thanks for writing to us. You asked, does God bless Christians who enter the military? And you're asking a question with kind of old covenant language. Does God bless behaviors, choices, you know, these sort of things? You know, if you make the right choice, then God's going to bless you. If you make the wrong choice, then God is going to bring something awful into your life. Well, we need to do away with that kind of thinking, because that's not the covenant that we live in. We live in the new covenant, a covenant of grace, a covenant of mercy, a covenant of blessing in Christ Jesus. So every single Christian, every single one, everyone who has called upon the name of the Lord, everyone whom God has made new in Christ Jesus, they have received every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So Paul tells us that in Ephesians 1:3. When you go through that first chapter of Ephesians, you see some of the blessings that God counts for each and every one of us. We have redemption. So we have been purchased. We have freedom in Christ. We have forgiveness in Christ. We have a place in God's family. We've been adopted into His family. We have this abundance of grace that has been poured out upon us. We have the Holy Spirit living in us. And this Holy Spirit, He is our guarantee of our future eternal inheritance in Jesus. So we have already been blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. Peter put it this way, you have been given everything that you need for life and for godliness. So the blessings are there. Now, that gives us an opportunity to look and say, well, what about how we conduct ourselves in this world? What about doing life in this world? Well, this world isn't a utopian. It is not a good place. There is goodness that we see in it here and there, but there are spiritual forces that are being animated through human experience. So we see these forces every single day of our lives. They're evil forces, and they're out to destroy, as Jesus described Satan, our enemy. He seeks to kill, to steal, and destroy. Well, what are you going to do with that from a worldly vantage point as far as your family is concerned? Somebody comes and tries to enter into your house. What are you going to do? Are you going to step back and watch as they try to destroy your family, or are you going to step up and defend? Well, I think you're going to step up and defend. What are you going to do if you see that happening in your town, in your city, in your state, in your country? Mm-hmm. And so I think from a human standpoint, when we look at government, when we look at countries, when we look at law and order and those sort of things, we have to have different types of people that can help keep the order. God has authorized governments in this world, and He says anyone who is not subject to those is really not listening to God. Mm-hmm. And they've been put in place to fight against evil, to be a judgment against the evil that we see in society. So sometimes people have to step up and say, I will be a part of that to help protect this city, this community, this country. And so we need to recognize that. Is God saying, hey, we need to go to war with everybody? And absolutely not. We need to try to do everything that we can to stay out of that. Mm-hmm. And to bring about other solutions if we can. But we have to realize we live in a world that is controlled by the prince of the power of the air. There are forces of darkness. Every single one of us as individuals engage in spiritual warfare as believers in Christ. We see those spiritual forces of darkness, and we see them kind of gathering from every arena of life to stand together in rebellion against God. And since they're standing in rebellion against God, they're standing in rebellion against us.
Sure.
Who have been connected with God through faith in Jesus Christ. So we just have to recognize the reality. If we choose to ignore it and think this is utopia, I think we're a little bit naive.
Absolutely. That's a great answer, Bob. And Robert, hope that's a help to you as well. Again, friends, if you would like to pose a question, you can do that anytime. If we're not on the air, just call and leave a voicemail for us at 844-322-2742. We would love to hear from you any way you contact us. is a good way to contact us here at Basic Gospel and get your question answered. You know, at Basic Gospel, we really love the fact that many of you, our listeners and friends, stay connected with the love of God every day, not only through this program, but in receiving our Hear, Believe, Live daily devotional produced by Bob Christopher. It's free, and it arrives every morning in your email inbox with an encouraging message to get your day started right. You can sign up at basicgospel.net. Just scroll to the very bottom of the home page, and there you'll see the sign-up form. Again, it's free, and we hope you'll subscribe today. Again, at the bottom of the home page, basicgospel.net. Well, Bob, we had a question from Jeff in Livermore, California. It says, hello, brothers in Christ. I listened to a sermon about 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. It was about believers missing out or being disqualified for rewards or tasks in heaven because of doing things in our own power here on earth and not living reliant on the Spirit. Even Paul was worried about himself. It's hard to imagine. Can you help me understand these passages, please? Again, that's 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27.
Well, Jeff, thanks for writing that. Now, as far as the race that Paul was talking about, he was talking about the task that God had given him to testify to the grace of God. We read about that in Acts chapter 20. I think it's one of the most moving chapters in the Word of God. And we see in Acts 20, verse 24, he says this, but I do not account my life of any value, nor is precious to myself, if only I may finish my course or my race and the ministry that I have received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Now, Paul disciplined himself in every way imaginable, both mentally, physically, so that he could deliver on this task. So he wanted every word that came out of his mouth to be a word testifying to the gospel of God's grace. Now, there were many super apostles that were coming through the city of Corinth, and they were delivering other messages, and they were drawing people away from the simplicity of Christ Jesus. And that's why Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, I wanted to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yeah. So Paul laid the foundation, and that foundation is Jesus Christ. Others were going to build upon it. And so he's saying, be careful with how you build upon it. Make sure that when you're building, it is being built through the framework of the gospel of God's grace. We're all in this same race together. Yeah. Let's run it and run it well, knowing that there's eternal consequences attached to it. The salvation of souls, the freedom of those enslaved to sin and death. There's just incredible eternal spiritual consequences that come. So Paul wanted to make sure that he didn't go astray in the message, that he stayed singularly focused on Jesus, on his death, his burial, his resurrection, what we know of as the gospel of grace. So when he says, I don't want to be disqualified, what he's saying is that the message that he delivered didn't meet the standards, didn't meet the gospel, weren't in step
right
with the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about here. So you, once you're in Christ, you're not going to be disqualified. Your name is never going to be blotted out of the Lamb's Book of Life. You can be sure of that because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus.
Absolutely. Well, friends, thank you for being with us for this edition of Basic Gospel, and thanks to all of you who make it possible for us to be here every day with this good news of the gospel of grace in the Lord Jesus. If you're new to Basic Gospel, and if what you hear every day has found a place in your life, we ask you also to stand with us and support this ministry and this message. You can donate now or anytime at basicgospel.net. Hey, while we're thinking about it, please go online to basicgospel.net/united and register for the Bible conference coming up mid-October with Bob Christopher and Andrew Farley. It will be a grace-packed event, and we want you to be here for it. That's October 15th through the 17th at our ministry hometown, Louisville, Texas. Information and registration at basicgospel.net/united. Well, now for Bob Christopher and the ministry team, I'm Bob Davis, inviting you cordially to be back with us again tomorrow, same time, for Basic Gospel. We'll see you then. Bye-bye.